Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 26, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Development is a privilege, not a right. Lisa Moretti pushes for stronger rules in Pasco County, Florida. Lisa Moretti, candidate for Pasco County Commissioner, emphasizes that development is a privilege, not a right, in Pasco County, Florida. She advocates for stronger rules and regulations to prioritize residents' needs over out-of-town developers' desires. Moretti highlights the consequences of unchecked growth, such as overcrowded schools, flooding, and increased taxes. Her plan includes holding developers accountable, protecting natural resources, balancing growth with infrastructure upgrades, and ensuring resident-centric planning. Moretti calls for sustainable growth to maintain Pasco County's identity and well-being, aiming for a future where communities thrive and residents have a say in their future.
UNOS applauds House action to prohibit discrimination in organ transplants. Maureen McBride, PhD, CEO of United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, commends the U.S. House of Representatives for passing the Charlotte Woodward Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act. This legislation aims to prevent discrimination in organ transplantation against individuals with disabilities. UNOS believes in ensuring equity for all patients in need of transplants, regardless of disability. They thank U.S. Reps Kat Kamak and Debbie Dingell for their leadership and urge the Senate to pass this legislation swiftly. UNOS is dedicated to strengthening the transplant system and providing equitable access to transplants for all patients.
U.S. Treasury Department's CDFI Fund announces fiscal year 2023 NMTC awards. The U.S. Department of the Treasury's CDFI Fund announced the calendar year 2023 New Markets Tax Credit NMTC allocation awards last week. $5 billion was awarded to 104 Community Development Entities, CDEs, across 35 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. The NMTC has leveraged over $135 billion in total capital investment, creating more than 1.2 million jobs. The CDFI Fund estimates that over 20% of the $1.2 billion in NMTC allocations will be deployed to rural America, with at least 85% going to severely distressed communities. The NMTC program, established in 2000, provides a shallow federal tax credit of 39% for investments in low-income areas. Congress has extended the credit through 2025 at $5 billion in annual credit authority, but bipartisan legislation aims to make the NMTC a permanent part of the Internal Revenue Code. California can reduce gasoline prices by adopting E15 ethanol blend. Aemetis, Inc. is urging the California Air Resources Board to implement a 15% ethanol blend in gasoline to lower gas prices and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. California is the only state not using E15, despite EPA approval in 2011. Studies show E15 could save drivers $2.7 billion annually with a 20 cents per gallon savings. This move could also cut emissions and help California reach carbon neutrality by 2045. Aemetis CEO Eric McAfee supports the transition to E15 as a cost-saving, environmentally friendly solution. By adopting E15, California can align with its climate action plans and reduce dependence on fossil fuels, decrease air pollution, and promote renewable energy. The state legislature is currently discussing the implementation of E15, which could be available in California as soon as 2025.
Bixel and Contrast & Co. announced the launch of Crux. Bixel and Contrast & Co. proudly announced the launch of Crux, an 8A certified joint venture focused on human-centered design, advanced technology, and strategic communications for government service delivery. Crux aims to enhance lives by developing intuitive solutions deploying cutting-edge technologies and crafting communication strategies. The partnership combines the innovative strengths of both companies to support federal agencies in shaping the future of government services. Key capabilities include human-centered design, advanced technology, and strategic communications. Crux was established to co-create innovative, transformative, and sustainable solutions with government agencies. For more information, visit CUXJV.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.